It is definitely the 999 to the one that is driven in their spiritual work and understanding. I have to be getting to a goal. And that my goal is so much greater than what I'm currently accomplishing. And the way to get there is to make sure that I am making myself uncomfortable in my spiritual path.
Welcome to Spiritually Hungry.
So I was thinking, and this is something I've shared, you know, with some of our students recently, that we're at a very special time in human history where access to spiritual wisdom is probably greater than it's ever been. And the desire of people to learn, to use the tools is probably greater than it's ever been. But with that also comes a potential pitfall, which I think is very important for all of us to be thinking about. And that is, you know, if I asked the average spiritual person, you know, what is the purpose of your, whatever it is that you're studying, whatever tools that you're using, what is the purpose? I think often it will be, you know, self-improvement. What does that mean? I want to be happier. I want to be more successful. You know, I want to be calmer. And all those are important goals. But I think it's important to focus our spiritual path on the most important goal. And that is that each one of our souls came into this world to accomplish, to achieve a certain level of growth, change, yes, but also an amount of goodness, or one can call light, that we bring into this world.
Well, the first part of what you described just sounds like it's improvement in the realm of what you are in.
Yeah, and it's, and this is the point. The point is it's also so amorphous that, you know, are you there? Well, I'm on my way there, right? Or I'm doing something. I'm meditating. I'm going to yoga once a week.
It's not accelerated, really.
Well, not so much accelerated. It's also not to a specific goal. And I think that what I'd like to inspire our listeners to rethink. Have you ever heard that phrase? The way they think about their spiritual life. And what is the goal of that? When you understand that the goal isn't just, again, to be a quote-unquote spiritual person, to be a better person, even to be a good person, but that there's a specific amount of work and development that your soul needs to go through. It's a different way. It's one that has, hopefully, a much greater drive behind it. You know,
let me ask you, do you feel like... Because spirituality is such a broad term, right? And I think it means different things to different people, and certainly how they experience it or express it and how invested they are in it. So it's layered. So when you're speaking about it, how do you get everybody to understand what the real purpose, the goal of?
Well, this is the point. The point is it has to be a driven process, right? I would even start there. The story that I often use to illustrate, actually I think is an important story I think about very often. There was a great Kabbalist, his name was the Chasko Rebbe, and he said that the way to view our souls as they come down into this world is that they're on a ladder, and they're thrown into this world, and the ladder starts rising. And our job in life is to start jumping towards that ladder. And you jump 110 times. Some people jump 10 times and they give up. Some people jump 100 times and they give up. Some people jump 1,000 times and give up. Some people never stop jumping. And it is only those who never stop jumping that the light of the Creator assists and elevates them and brings them to their proper place. And therefore, I think maybe most important in the way we view our spiritual life is it being driven, meaning that I feel, you know, a need to be going somewhere? Or is it, I don't know if the word is self-centered, but, you know, I meditate because it makes me feel better today. I study a piece of spiritual wisdom because it makes me less anxious today. Or I do yoga because then I'm less angry throughout the rest of the day. And now, none of those reasons are bad. It's okay to be doing specific things, studies, practices that make you a better person in the moment.
Make you feel better about
Make you feel better, yourself. Even make you a better person towards others. But there's a more potent view of our spiritual work. I am here, or I was born here, and I have to get somewhere really far away. Mm-hmm. I need to develop myself in all areas to a much higher place. So even if I'm quote unquote a good person today, or a calm person today, or, you know, people like me or my family is happy with me, that doesn't stop the journey, right? And therefore, I think what I'd like to ask our listeners to really ask that question. Anybody listening to this podcast is in some way seeing themselves as desiring to be spiritual, desiring to gain spiritual wisdom, understanding, and use of its tools. But ask the question, are you driven to bring you yourself or your soul to where it needs to be?
What's interesting is it's almost like that, with the first track that you mentioned, if a person goes through life like that, you could almost get complacent and lose track of that.
Absolutely.
There actually is an end goal, or there is a destination. And although we never fully arrive there, it's important to, it's like running a marathon, right? If you're like, wow, I'm really healthy, I ran a mile today and you know, 2 miles. And but if your goal, right, each and every time, or is to eventually get to 26.2 or whatever that is, you're not going to be satisfied with the 1 mile, right? Or the 2 miles. Yes, it makes you better. You're healthy on your cardio's. Yes, for sure. But you can kind of stay in that place.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, I see it, and I'm sure you see it all the time. You know, where there's a quote, we've mentioned it a few times already on the podcast, but that, you know, the great Kabbalist Rav Ashlag said that out of 1,000 people who begin their spiritual journey, only 1 in 1,000 completes it. What does that mean? The other 999 will probably continue to see themselves as spiritual people, maybe even as very good people, maybe even as, you know, significant spiritual people, but they're not on the road, on the path to actually achieving the purpose for which he came into this world, which is another important understanding. The Kabbalists teach that we all have opposition. It's important to have even spiritual opposition. We are not, you know, it's not, oh, I want to be a good person. Why am I not a good person tomorrow? Because there's a force within me, outside of me, that is always going to try to awaken the lesser parts of me, the ego part of me, what we call the selfish or desire to receive of the self alone part of me. So that opposition exists. Now, its purpose isn't to not make me a spiritual person. Its purpose is to not allow me to achieve my soul's purpose. Mm-hmm. So it will let me stay, quote unquote, spiritual, meditate,
practice once,
yoga,
a week, yeah.
whatever fall, as long as I don't break the barrier.
You stay in that confined
exactly,
space.
Exactly.
Because then you almost, it's like replacing talk for real action. You're moving into a certain parameter and you're not really going outside of that.
Exactly.
And you don't even realize it. That's the thing.
And therefore, I think it's important to ask the question, am I on my path? Meaning, do I experience that day to day I am pushing myself more to grow, to change, to share, because I know that there's an end, there's a goal I'm going towards, or as I refer to it, am I on a meandering spiritual trip?
Let me ask you a question. So for our listeners, you brought up a few examples like yoga or
Study of Kabbalah or listening to this podcast.
So how would one then, for instance, okay, I'm just going to ask the question for our listeners. I think it comes up, but do they then, I know the answer, but I want you to unpack. Do they do more yoga? Do they become better at that? Or where does that growth look like? If they're studying Kabbalah and they're taking a class once a week, how would you say to up their game and be clear? How do they know that they're actually moving forward? Because I think for a lot of people, they think they are moving forward,
yeah,
right? They don't have the idea.
It's a very good question. I don't have one answer to it, but I have a answer to it. And I'm sure there's many other important answers to it. I think the question has to be, are you making yourself uncomfortable? And I think for many people in their spiritual journey, that's not really a big part of it.
But you need to unpack that too, because for instance, let's say the person then thinks, well, yeah, I'm uncomfortable today because my boss is doing X,
No.
Okay, so you
am
have
I
to
actively, right, okay. Right. Am I actively pushing myself? So for example, use yoga as an example, even though I personally don't practice yoga.
You don't?
I don't. I did in the past and I'm very open to doing it in the future. But again, just using that as
an
example.
What? No, you didn't.
What?
Yoga?
We did. But don't you remember? We used to do it together.
We did yoga? No, we didn't.
20 years ago, 25 years ago, when we lived in LA.
You took a class?
No, somebody came to our house.
Oh, that's hilarious. I think for like 5 times, right? Not
I,
even.
I
don't think you liked yoga.
I was not a big
very flexible. Yeah.
Yes.
That's so funny. I wish we had videos. I forgot all about
that
chapter.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Okay, anyway, so yeah.
So, but the question isn't, are you doing it, right? The question is, are you making yourself uncomfortable in the process?
And so yoga, your pursuit of yoga was as
was making myself uncomfortable. Yes, yes. The concept we talk about is restriction, right? So when you have a selfish desire, you restrict. Are you doing that? That's one question. A more important question is, are you making yourself uncomfortable doing that? We share. And this is the concept we talk about a lot. You know, we all share every day, all of us.
But is it transformative?
Is it transformative? Is it challenging for you? Is it difficult for you?
So, like the example we give, if you are a billionaire and you write a check and that's sharing, it is, but it's probably easier for you because there's a lot more of that money. But if you share in terms of like going to clean the floor or whatever, that's going to be something that's really uncomfortable. And therefore the transformation that follows that is going to be
absolutely
more powerful.
Or for example, we love sharing with our friends and family, but do you share with people you're not so fond of, right? So to answer your question, how do you know, or what's an important question to test, whether you're on a meandering spiritual trip or you're actually on your soul's goal journey? Question is, how often are you making yourself uncomfortable along that journey? And if the answer is not that often, you might be on a meandering spiritual trip, but unlikely that you are on your soul's goal trip. And I think this is something that, again, I personally feel very strongly about, because it is, I don't know if the word is frustrating, but it is disappointing so often to see people, again, people who are inspired even, who are awakened even to study, to do internal work, but don't understand that that has to be a constant drive.
So basically get out of your comfort zone, go to do things that make you uncomfortable, go to out of your routine, like looking for those kinds of things each and every day, certainly every week.
Right. And the point is this, and this is something we speak about relatively often. I know, and I'll speak for myself, and I believe I speak for most of our listeners. The good that I am bringing to the world today, I think it's significant. You know, I can point to people that are inspired by me. I write, I teach, I do a lot of quote unquote good things. But I know that what I can do, or we'll call it the potential of my soul, I'm not even close. And once that's the view, then I better be pushing stronger, better be finding more ways to become uncomfortable, better finding more ways, right? As opposed to the other way of thinking, oh, I'm a spiritual person, I'm a good person, I'm having a positive influence. What's wrong with the meandering, you know, spiritual trip? The only problem is not anything except the fact that the individual is likely to miss the purpose of their lives.
Oh, that's all.
That's all. And therefore, again, imagine.
You're saying the purpose is discovered by putting yourself in these situations.
The only way. Exactly. You know, they often, you know, people's
biggest question. How do I find my purpose? How do I know I'm doing what I'm meant to do?
Well, exactly. And the answer is, you definitely will not, if your spiritual work and practice is not making you uncomfortable, if you're not actively pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone to do, to grow, only then can your purpose be revealed to you.
And that's the trick. It's not about the knowing, it's about the doing.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't need to know. You actually need to take step after step that's really uncomfortable in the unknown.
Right. Well, so it's driven, right? So it's driven and it's uncomfortable. Then you're more likely to be, as we say, that 1 in 1,000 who not only begins a spiritual journey, but actually comes to the end goal of achieving the purpose for which the soul came into this world.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
Yeah. So I hope we inspire our listeners in this Spiritually Hungry Snack to take this time in the summer to really think about, in true and honest terms, am I on a meandering spiritual trip? Again, by the way, it's better than not being on any trip, on any spiritual trip at all, right? But it is definitely the 999 to the one that is driven in their spiritual work and understanding. I have to be getting to a goal. And that my goal is so much greater than what I'm currently accomplishing. And the way to get there is to make sure that I am making myself uncomfortable in my spiritual path.
And keep a journal, keep a log of exactly what you did each day, maybe that made you get out of your comfort zone or feel uncomfortable in some way.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you enjoyed this spiritual snack as much as we enjoyed recording it.
Stay spiritually hungry.